Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. You are tuned in for a brand new edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, when we are broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison. We have moved into the brand new studios here off of Madison's near west side. And I am joined this afternoon by my friend Jesse, filling in for Brian, because Jesse, Brian pretty much picked up the station and put him on his big broad shoulders and moved it all the way over to our new location. So the big guy is taking a little rest this afternoon. So I really appreciate you joining me here on the airwaves, Jesse. How are you doing this afternoon?
I hope he lifted with the knees. Thanks for having me again. Of course, I love to be back here. It's got this has the new studio smell. I'm digging it. Like it.
Is it good smell or bad smell?
Good. Of course.
Good.
Well,
okay.
I mean, so, for now.
I don't know. Sometimes the new car smell is a little overpowering. So I get a little worried when you tell me we got the new studio smell. I'm like, hopefully it's not too overpowering. But appreciate you filling in for Brian this afternoon. We got a number of Wisconsin headlines that we're going to dive into, Jesse. And we will take your texts as well. So 844-967-2789. Phone lines are down this afternoon, but we can still get the text messages. So if you'd like to participate and share your tangent on today's show, send us a text at 844-967-2789. That is one of the final components. Phone lines will be up hopefully by this time tomorrow, but we'll see. That is one of the trickier aspects of the move, Jesse. But it's great. We can still get audience participation. You can also
get those thumbs warmed up and ready. I mean, the kids don't use their thumbs anymore to text, do they? Now you just swipe.
I don't swipe. See, I don't do that. I still imagine that there's buttons there that I'm hitting.
I got these big, wide, fat thumbs. It doesn't work for me.
Swiping like that, I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Like, to me, it's like,
I actually legitimately pulled my finger from doom scrolling. Like, I'm nursing a doom scrolling injury.
Ouch, man. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. But you can follow this great show on Facebook. We got the Devil Radio 92.7 page is broadcasting live this program. You can tune into the show there. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. And you can also tweet us your tangents as well, I guess, along with that doom scrolling that Jesse is describing. But we got a number of big headlines here in Wisconsin. So let's dive on in to the first one up today, because just in a little bit here, we're about 90 minutes, less than 90 minutes from now, Jesse, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is going to be in court this afternoon, and he is fighting off a legal battle to look into allegedly maybe deleted election probe records. What's going on with this, Jesse?
Oh boy. Yet again with the trashed documents, right? I mean,
bought her emails.
Yes.
Bought her emails. Come on, Jesse. How is this? You would imagine that after all of 2015 and 2016, that Republicans sat lighting their hair on fire and just screaming from the rooftops about the impropriety of a staffer of Hillary Clinton's deleting her emails. That they would be pretty much...
Well, I thought it wasn't that they were deleted. They were kept on a private email server. Like, they were kept on a private server because she was using a non-government email account. Wasn't that
There's so many variations of this story where is it the private server? Is it the fact that they were on a private account? But Republicans and people on the right...
I didn't think she actually deleted any per se. I could be wrong on that, but I don't remember that being an aspect of the story. This is different because it proactively requires somebody to trash documents that they know darn tootin' well that somebody's going to want to see in the public interest later.
I was going to say, something that as a contractor for the public, because that is what Gableman is. He is contracted by the Assembly to do this election review, but that is all public record. that is Wisconsin has some of the best open records laws, Jesse.
For like, now.
For now. That's why do you got to bring me down on this Tuesday afternoon?
I need people to get out there and vote for Evers. He's like our hockey goalie at this point, right? I mean, I love good, dry, boring, technocratic public servants, right? Things are going well when you don't usually hear about them too much. He's here to stop a bunch of bad stuff from happening, and I guarantee you, especially with all the attention that Voss is getting over, you know, these open record requests, that if Clayfish gets in there, one of the first things to do, the GOP is going to do is they're going to wipe that stuff off the books like they have everything else that's good about this state.
It's probably more likely than not, unfortunately, because apparently people told Gableman the lawyers in Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office told Gableman when this election probe began that he would be subject to open records laws. They informed him of that, but then as this nonprofit, this government watchdog organization, American Oversight, as they started seeking these public records, nobody checked in with Gableman and his review. It was kind of like, oh yeah, you're subject to those, but we're not actually going to do any of the follow-up. So later this afternoon, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is going to be in court, in Dane County Court, and he is fighting off attempts to be able to shed some light on whether or not there were deleted records. So I got a piece over at the AP News, Scott Bauer writing this one. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is trying to block a liberal watchdog's group's attempt to have him identify records that were illegally destroyed related to the ongoing investigation into the 2020 presidential election. Voss argues that he has no knowledge of any destroyed records that were requested by American Oversight, a response the group calls, quote, non-responsive and evasive. It wants Voss to be found in contempt of court. So later today, we're gonna get a ruling pretty much from this Dane County judge, Valerie Bailey Rinn, about whether or not Voss is in contempt. So I'm very excited to find out, because this is going to be legal record now of whether the Assembly Speaker knew about destroyed records or not.
Look, if I can just take a quick moment here to address Mr. Voss personally. Look, Robbie, buddy, look, you knew that you were going to want to delete this stuff. Why don't you just be a little more proactive? Hear me out here. Think low tech. In the future, when you got to, you know, break the law and you don't want anyone to find out about it, carrier pigeons. Two words, carrier pigeons. Give it a shot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, funny you should mention the fact that using low-tech to communicate with maybe some on the skirts of illegality here in the state of Wisconsin, because Robin Voss has also indicated that he only communicates with Gableman now via phone. And Brian and I have alluded to this on previous shows of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, which you are listening to this fine afternoon. And if you'd like to join us, you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. But previously, Jesse, Brian and I have discussed that when you only communicate over the phone, that's very it's very mob-esque. If you don't want to indicate a paper trail, over the phone is a really good way to do that. And normally, when you don't want to indicate a paper trail, it's because you know you're doing something that might be subject to open records and might be frowned upon or even illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. When somebody texts you or email, he says, hey, you know what? Why don't you just call me? Like, stop right there. Don't text anymore. Just call me. You should start questioning your life choices.
But it's funny because Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicated that there is another individual, Jesse, that he only communicates via phone and does not communicate with them via email.
Jesus.
Well, maybe two other people then, because that one wasn't shared in this. But can you got any other guesses for who may be the other person that Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss only communicates via phone?
Not Orange Satan himself.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Yes. So apparently that is the other individual that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss speaks with only over the phone and not through email. Former President Donald Trump, who apparently also, you know, took some open records and public records from the White House down to Mar-a-Lago with him.
He took some liberties.
I don't know. How do you think he was destroying them? Do you think he was just like...
Well, there was a story years back where the archives, his staff had to, in order to comply with the National Archives law, they were taking documents that he had apparently a habit of just tearing them up when he was done with them, and they sat there and scotch taped them back together. I don't know how many.
Imagine that being your job at the National Archives. Be like, I am assigned to the Trump White House, and my main tool is scotch tape, because I have to go and retrieve the torn up documents and scotch tape them together.
It's embarrassing. I gotta imagine even low level CIA staffers are just shaking their heads like, seriously, dude, shredders exist? They're a technology that's been around for a while.
I don't even know if you'd use a shredder though. I have a feeling, Jesse.
I don't like the sound of them. I don't like touching them with my fingers.
Yeah, he probably has some irrational fear of shredders, but my guess would be he uses the Diet Coke to acid wash.
I prefer Ninja Turtles.
So he soaks the sheets of all the records that he prints off. He just soaks them in Diet Coke, and the Diet Coke just eats away at them.
I like it.
And I that is my guess, but he might also view that as a waste of Diet Coke. So I'm a little.
He
torn.
Had that button he could just push to get more. So I don't know that he understands the concept of waste.
That's a fair point.
Give me some more Diet Coke. Didn't you see the button got pushed?
He's got it on demand, but that might mean that he loves it. He values it so much that he does have a button on his desk dedicated to it.
Maybe his current desk, not the big one anymore.
Oh, there is a button down at some desk in Mar-a-Lago, 100% that when he pushes it, somebody on the staff down in Mar-a-Lago has to bring him a Diet
There's
Coke.
A little light outside his door, kind of like on air in the studio, so people know, and it's just like, get the man a Diet Coke.
So, folks, we are broadcasting live from the brand new Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, and on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. Jesse, really glad that you're able to fill in for Brian this afternoon.
We got a number of
other stories that we're going to dive into as well. We got a shadow docket ruling from the Supreme Court, and some Republicans might not just understand how, you know, jobs and the economy fully work. So we're going to dive into those. But like I said, we are also taking your tangents at 844-967-2789. Jesse, we're moving on up. And like I said, hopefully the new studio smell is not too overwhelming and too overbearing this afternoon.
It's kind of giving me a buzz, man.
So give us a text, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, you must be forsaken, but you can pass the test.